Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Welcome to Binging with Benefits. I'm Jess.
I'm Becca.
And we're two sisters who like to talk to each other and thought you might like to hear us do that.
We like movies and TV shows and bad ones even.
Yeah,
so.
Bad ones most of the time, to be honest. Trash TV is our
thing. Oh gosh, yeah, heck yeah.
And we always thought it was funny when one of us would watch something and the other person didn't, and that person would tell the person who didn't all about it. Our conversations were hilarious.
Yeah.
So we're letting you in on our hilarious conversations. What's going to happen each week is one of us watches a thing and tells the other person all about that thing. And then at the end of every episode, there is a benefit because it wouldn't be binging without benefits. And that usually is something that the other person learned that we really liked. You'll just have to wait and see. You never know till the end of the episode.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
It could be a product. It could be an idea. It could be... Wait,
we're women. Are we allowed to have those?
Oh gosh. Oh, sound the alarms.
Sound the
alarms. You guys.
These women have had ideas.
It could be something that you learned.
$52,000. Maybe one day we'll get so sponsored we can give $52,000.
Oh, I love it.
And those of you who get that reference, you the real MVPs.
So what is going on in the world of Jess?
Oh my gosh. So much. No, not much. Honestly... I'm in a weird transitionary period right now where I'm like transitioning out of a lot of different things in my life, including my work. And so I transitioned. They transitioned me. They laid me off. So we are doing the thing and reevaluating all aspects of life. And I was talking to my therapist, hashtag go to therapy, just trying to figure out like, what is my next move? I think about how all the advice I give other people or I give you of like, this is the perfect opportunity for you to explore and see what really makes you happy. And I'm in that boat. I literally could do anything, go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and change my life any way I want to.
You could go move to Paris.
I literally could. I don't think I would. But I could.
You could though.
I definitely could. So I don't know. It's like overwhelming, the options.
For sure.
I've definitely applied to jobs across the country, Lo Siento. And I'm thinking about like my childhood dreams of what I wanted to do. Like,
yeah.
I told you about this before. I always wanted to be an extra in a show.
Yeah.
I can do that. I talked about wanting to work on a cruise line.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Younger.
Totally. I've heard. Yeah.
Like be a performer mm-hmm. on a cruise line. But then on my last cruise, we were, oh my gosh. Okay. So the only cruise I've been on, let's be honest here.
Well, you're laughing at me. I've never been on a cruise.
The only cruise I've been on is a Disney cruise. Okay.
Honestly, that's the one to go to.
Honestly, it was amazing. It was so, so great. But the last night of the cruise, me and my friend were in the salon getting pedicures and we were the only people there. And so it was just me and my friend and then the two women giving us the pedicures. And so we were talking to them and you could tell they were real over this cruise. Like they were just like, it's the last night of this cruise. Like they were kind of ready to like chat. And so they basically gave us a bunch of dirty details about the cruise.
Oh my gosh.
And our cruise also happened to have actor Shia LaBeouf on the cruise.
I remember that.
Okay, yeah. Like for some reason, he was always everywhere I was. I was a magnet for him and his girlfriend. I don't know if they're married yet. And their daughter, Mia Goth, is another actress. They were always everywhere we were, or I was.
Because you're the celebrity.
Because I'm the real one. They were always, and so like, they were giving us all the hot gossip about like stuff Shia had been doing, or even just like other people on the cruise, like, oh my gosh, this other lady came in and she was such a, like, yep. And we were asking about their lives back at home. And mm-hmm. one of them was from the Philippines, and one of them was somewhere in Africa. I can't remember.
Wow.
I know. But they were talking about like, both their husbands also work on cruises. And apparently, cruise lines are cesspools for having affairs.
Yeah. That, I was going to say, that sounds like
yes,
something.
So they were telling us about the life of on a cruise. And they were just like, it is, when you are off, it is game on. Like,
oh.
People are sleeping with each other. And so hearing that made me think, and maybe I don't want to work on a cruise line. I don't think that's going to be for me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be a swinger in order to be there, right? Or something.
Well, we were asking, like, well, what about the husbands? Like,
yeah.
And the partner of the person. And they're like, well, if they work on a cruise, they also know that life. And so there's no, like, repercussions.
They know what's happening.
They know what's happening. Because it's just what happened on the cruises.
Nope. Absolutely not.
And that was a very long way of saying I'm reevaluating everything.
We love it.
We love a reevaluation.
You know what? No, honestly, like, that's why we have quarterly reviews. I hate that. I hate that just said that.
Corporate lingo.
Let's circle back to that one.
We'll circle back to that. Let's take that offline.
Just take this offline. No. How about no?
Pass.
Could have been an email. No, like, yeah, just reevaluating, just making sure. Oh my gosh. Okay. I was listening to the way my brain just jumped.
Girl, we're the same.
Jumping pants.
Jumping pants.
We need the jumping pants, man. Okay. I was listening to the newer version of the Little Mermaid soundtrack with Halle Bailey. A queen.
Yes.
Let me just say.
Yes.
Okay. So the new song that they added is called For the First Time. And she's talking about, like, oh, there's fire. Gosh, that's hot. Like, it bit me.
Oh, you know.
But she says women are wearing corsets and high heels. And, like, oh my gosh. But then the line she says is, are my dreams adjusting?
Oh, why did that take over my entire body?
No, literally. Are my dreams adjusting? Because she's like, this is not what I thought this would be. Are my dreams adjusting?
You know what? Justice for adjusting your dreams.
No, seriously.
Ooh, I love that.
Right? Also, for The Little Mermaid. So obviously they have, like, the part of your world, and then they have a reprise,
yeah.
And then they have a second reprise to that reprise.
Okay.
But okay, so, like, there's She's on the Rock, part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the reprise. I'm trying to remember what the first one is. Like, she essentially says, like, I don't care what I have to do. I will be a part of your world.
I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now.
Yeah.
That one.
I'm going to leave that to Hallie, because honestly, I aspire to even open my mouth and remotely sound something like
honestly,
that.
Honestly, same.
Okay.
Sing it on the podcast.
So there's that second reprise.
Uh-huh.
There's a third reprise.
Oh, okay.
That they wrote. And it always, oh, it hits me. The second reprise talks about how she's like Vanessa has taken over the prince, yeah. And that whole thing. She's talking about how she's, like, so heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this didn't go as she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you kind of dive into the emotions of Ariel, like, in a deeper sense, because you're like, she's like, I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
But, like, isn't that just insane? Like, it just
that crushes too much.
I know. Like, I love it because it's like we've never seen that side of Ariel. It's always, you know, dancing in the water and stuff. And that's wonderful. But also, it was just like, I never thought about that perspective of, like, she was probably scared out of her mind thinking, what am I going to do?
I literally, let's see, risking it all only to fall back where I started, back near the shore, back to before you took my hand, bet you on land, they understand, and they don't strand you brokenhearted. What did I give to live where you are? Where do I go with nowhere to turn to? Ooh.
I'm gonna need a minute.
Right?
Why are we crying? No, seriously, every time I hear that song, I always am, like, teary-eyed. I'm just like, gosh, I never thought about that, of, like, obviously, we know it's fictional, okay?
That is so relatable.
Yeah.
Because, like, I did not give up my fins to be a human on land.
No.
But I definitely am not. I risked it all.
I did. But you don't know that.
You don't know that. Hush, hush. Quiet. But I definitely feel those lyrics. Like, yeah. I risked it all just to be back where I started.
Wow.
No, I love that.
So good. I'm so excited to hear about this movie.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I went into this movie, spoiler alert, went into this movie wanting to hate it.
Oh.
I was like, this is stupid.
Oh, okay.
The movie I'm doing is Uglies on Netflix. And I thought the synopsis of this movie seemed, like, so dumb. It seems so dumb. It's like, in a world where everyone on their 16th birthday gets made Gorgina, there's people who are trying to upset that. And, like, the cover art for it is, like, Joey King with a bold glamour filter on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, okay, this is going to be bad. But look, I'm sorry. I liked it.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear about this.
So let's get into this, okay?
Hey, I can't wait.
Like I said, this is on Netflix. It was from 2024, and Joey King is our main gal.
Okay. A queen. Love Joey King, a queen.
So this is taking place in like a dystopian future.
Okay.
And it starts with a voiceover from Joey, and she's basically talking about the history of how we got to this place in this future land. Okay. So she's like, hundreds of years ago, we as humans destroyed the earth with fossil fuels. We squandered the resources that were available to us and just destroyed the earth because we did not take care of our earth. And they call us, the people in the past, rusties. Okay. So you and I, we are rusties. We are in the middle of this like timeline of squandering the earth.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. We're the rusties. But thankfully, scientists created a truly renewable power source.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the renewable power source are these like really pretty orchids. They're really white, gorgeous orchids. And for some reason, those are what they use for power.
Interesting.
And so it helped for a little bit. Like, obviously, it helped us regain like civilizations and things like that. But it only lasted so long because people were still separating themselves into clans, the haves, have-nots, and it just prevented everybody from seeing the actual humanity within each other. So the leaders that be decided that they were going to do something to fix that because they didn't want us to be unhappy and to be like separating each other and still hatred and anger and all this stuff. But the leaders that be decided to create what they call the transformation, which happens on a 16th birthday. And basically it's an operation that makes you perfect.
Whoa.
And you are beautiful. There's like nothing wrong with you physically. It's just like everyone's perfect. And when everyone was perfect, they're just happy and they're healthy and they're confident. And of course they're pretty. We want to be the pretties. Okay. But until then, until you're 16, you're just kind of less than. They put you in this dormitory, like weird looking prison, all cement thing. And you're called the uglies.
Okay.
Okay. So you're the uglies. Everyone who's an ugly is just in this school until your 16th birthday.
Okay. Rude.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the uglies and the pretties.
Okay.
The main character's name is Tally, and we're inside of her room or her dorm is what they're called. And then there's this huge wall that they call the mirror. So like one of the things that she does in this right now, in this moment, is she goes, mirror, make me pretty.
Oh.
So you can, it'll show you simulations of what you'll look like after you have your pretty surgery.
Oh my gosh.
And you can like go and alter and do different versions of yourself. It's as if she's looking into a Bold Glamour filter. They have these rings that they wear that act as like their locator, but also like their cell phone type thing and like their key. So this ring pings. And she holds it up and it's like, it brings up like a holographic screen.
Okay.
And she sees a text message from somebody named Nose, like the thing on your face.
Okay.
It's a guy named Nose. And it says, meet me at the roof. Okay. So she like breaks out of her room. Like she knows how to hack the system on all of these technology things.
Love
okay.
It.
So she climbs up to the roof, and as she's climbing, she's like scaling the side of this building. Then there's a bridge and the river, and across the bridge is where the pretties live in the city. And it's gorgeous.
Hmm.
All the buildings are mythical looking, and there's lights and there's fireworks and there's parties. It's literally neon lights. It's like if Vegas was pretty looking. Like that's the only thing I can think to describe it as. So they go up to the roof and she meets Nose, and Nose is her best friend. And they're watching the pretties. She's like, oh my gosh, I want to be there so bad. I could cry. I've been waiting all my life for this. And Nose is like, you've got 3 more months till you're 16. She's like, yeah, but I'm not going to be there tomorrow like you. So Nose is turning 16. When they turn 12, they go into the dormitories. And so they've been together since the day they got in at 12.
Wow.
And so they're reminiscing about all the times they've hacked the dorms. Remember this? And like talking about the fun that they've had all this time. Nose is like, what if I don't like myself after this? What if I don't like what I look like? Or, you know, what if I don't like my life? And she's like, you're going to be perfect. Like, of course you're going to love it. But just don't forget your old life. Okay. Like, don't forget me. Don't let them take your scar. On his hand, he has a scar right there in his palm. And she's like, we made a promise to each other. And she puts her hand and she has the exact same scar. She's like, don't let them take your scar. Like, we made a promise. We're going to be best friends for life. And he's like, of course, like, why would I let them take this car? Like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to be best friends. And then they like have this cute moment where they're like, I want to talk to you. Oh, I wanted to talk to you too. Well, you go first. And so Nose is like talking to Tally, who actually, by the way, he calls her Squint. Okay.
Okay.
So he's Nose and she's Squint. He's like, you know, have you ever thought like maybe once we're pretty, like they're having this cute moment where it's like obvious. He's like, got feelings for her.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe when we're pretty, we could? And then this flying like helicopter thing interrupts and they're like, oh my gosh, we could get in so much trouble. Like, we're not supposed to be out here. We got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't get into trouble. We can't get in trouble because they'll cancel our surgeries and we won't be pretty. Okay. He's like, how about this? Okay. Meet me at the bridge in 1 month and I'll come and I'll meet you after I've had my surgery and I'll tell you everything about it.
No.
And she's like, yeah, like, absolutely. So they both go to their dorms and I guess there's like things in the bed that monitor when they leave their bedrooms and stuff. So she has like a heater that she's put in her bed to make it seem like she's been in her bed the whole time.
She's smart.
She's very smart.
We love
it. These tricky uglies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they called me in high school.
I want to talk to some of your friends in high school because the things they called you in high school.
Wait, really quick. For anyone who's wondering, I actually was not called that.
A joke that she says every single time something like this is said.
Like literally anytime it's like a one-liner, I'm like, oh, that's what they called me in high school.
What was it, the Husky Boy Burgers?
That's what they called me in high school.
It's the next day and they're at this like birthday ceremony. Everyone's like in a big auditorium. Then there's a group in front of Tally and Nose. They can't stop talking about what they're like, oh, the smoke. I heard that the smoke, you grow your own food there. And there's like, yeah, and David helps all this stuff. And they're like, the smoke doesn't exist. That's just an urban legend. It's not a real thing. David doesn't exist. They're like, no, but so-and-so left last week. Like they went to the smoke. And it's like, this doesn't exist. You don't really know what this is yet, but you just hear people talking about David and the smoke.
Interesting.
Okay. And then they get interrupted by our Lord and Savior, actress Laverne Cox, who is amazing.
Yes.
Gorgina.
Literally.
So she plays, Laverne Cox plays Dr. Cable.
Okay.
Basically the person who invented the transformation.
Ooh.
Exactly. So she gives this whole spiel like, welcome to those of you who are having your birthdays. We're so excited to have you join us. This one procedure is going to make you perfect inside and out and free from discrimination. Everyone whose birthday it is, come down and we'll meet you on the train and get you over to the city to have your thing. So Nose stands up and they're all like, everyone's saying goodbye to their people.
Mm-hmm.
And Nose and Tally hug. And she's like, he's like, remember, don't get in trouble. Like 1 month, I'll see you in a month. She's like, I'm so excited for you. And then he leaves. One of the girls that was in front talking about the smoke leans towards her and she's like, hey, is that your boyfriend? And she's like, no, that's my best friend. And she's like, okay, whatever. Now we're back in her dorm room, like her bedroom, and she's having flashback memories of the very first time that she met Paris. So Nose's name is Paris. They're young, they're 12, and they're in line. And Paris taps her on the shoulder because she's in front of him. And he's like, hi, I'm Paris, but everyone calls me Nose. What's your name? She's like, oh, I'm Tally. He's like, well, what should I call you? And she's like, trying to think about like what her nickname should be. And she goes back again. So there's a friggin' inception memory within a memory. And it's her mom and her dad dropping her off at the school. And her mom's like, you'll certainly be prettier without those squinty eyes. Like, okay, mom.
What?
Don't you want gold eyes like mine, Tally? So she goes, well, I guess you can call me Squint because that's what she's been told is wrong with her. She has squinty eyes. Oh, I was like, there's a song. What is it?
Oh my gosh, you're scary.
No.
The way she looked at me, I thought there was a spider or something.
That was my brain going, you have a memory. You have something to think about here.
It scared me so bad. It's like, if there's a spider, I will scream.
No, I was thinking of that song. I was like, is that a song, History of Us? And I was like, no, it's Supercut of Us.
I'm also thinking like, Taylor Swift. Yeah.
What is that one? Oh, I'm not thinking, I'm thinking of the one with Gracie Abrams too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spot on.
So then we go to like these different scenes of like she's looking at her messages from Nose. Like she's actively been trying to reach out to Nose and there's been no response. So she's just like refreshing her text messages of like, where are you? Like, I hope you're having so much fun. Then we wake up and it's been 1 month. And so she texts him and she's like, I'm so excited to see you tonight. She opens the window, leaves the ring inside since the ring is a tracker. She runs to the bridge. She gets to the bridge and, you know, Nose is not there. So she's like, ah, God, like, what do I do? You know what? I'm going to cross this damn bridge.
Oh!
So she scales the bridge, and it's very sketchy. She gets across the bridge, right? And she gets over to Pretty Land. She goes up to the mansion, up to, like, this rooftop pool part. If she's walking around, she finds him. She calls, Nose! And, like, he turns around, and he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, what do you mean, what am I doing here? It's been a month. Like, you were supposed to meet me, and you never showed up. And he's like, well, I mean, I didn't really know what we would talk about. She's like, what do you mean? Like, what? We're still going to be best friends. And he's like, maybe we will be.
Oh.
When you have your surgery in 2 months. And okay. He has his hand up and she noticed his scar is gone.
No. Oh, stop it.
So she's like, what the? You let them take your scar. He's like, well, I woke up from surgery and I realized I didn't actually want it anymore.
Oh my God.
She's flabbergasted. She doesn't know what to think. And then this like alarm goes off and it's like an unwelcome guest has been detected.
Oh.
And so she's like, oh crap. And so she's got to run.
Uh-huh.
Some reason at the rooftop, they have these like jumper jackets. They're called bungee jackets. And
okay.
So she puts one on and she's on the edge of the building and there's a hovercopter that's like, get away from the edge. Stay where you are. She just jumps off wearing this random vest that just was said it was a bungee jacket. She has no idea what it is. As she goes plummeting to the ground, basically it's like she hit this invisible like bouncy ball and she bounces up into the air.
Oh wow.
Like she like lands on her feet 3 miles away. Everyone's looking for her. A hovercopter sees her and shines its light on her and she's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And then suddenly the girl who was in the audience with her and asked, is that your boyfriend? Like she's there and she's on a hoverboard and she's like, get on or we're both gonna get caught. So they lose the hovercopter. She's like, why were you under the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
She's telling her the story of how she went across the bridge to go meet Nose and like tells her the whole story. And then this girl, her name is Skinny, is what they're
like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
Her name is Skinny and she's and Tally asks Skinny, like, why were you out? Like, I was just doing tricks on my hoverboard. They head up to the rooftop and they're having their conversation. They figure out that they have the same exact birthday and it just like shows different things of like them the next day. They're skipping class together. Skinny is trying to teach Tally how to hoverboard. They're walking back from skipping class and there's another group of people that approach Skinny as they're walking back and they're like, thanks so much for letting me borrow this. And Tally's like, is that a book? Like, I guess they don't have books.
Okay, wow.
And she's like, yeah. Like, do you want to read it? She's like, yeah, sure, I'll read it. And it's Henry David Thoreau, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really know who that is.
I don't either.
But it's an important book. I do know that it's an important book in English literature, so please don't come for me, English lit people. And this friend who's with her, like, they gave the book back to Skinny. She's like, oh my gosh, are you the girl that jumped off of Garbo Mansion?
Work on around.
Exactly. Tomorrow is surgery. Tally is giving Skinny back the book, and she's like, oh my gosh, I loved this. Mm-hmm. It was so great. This place sounds beautiful. I really wish I could visit. And Skinny's like thinking, would it be so bad if we didn't do the surgery? And Tally's like, what are you talking about? Like, what other option do you have? What are you going to do? Skinny's like, well, maybe I'll go to the smoke. No, that's a myth. Like, come on, you don't believe in that. So Skinny goes, you know what? Meet me at the Green Belt in 2 hours. So they take their hoverboards and they're walking and they make it to the Rusty Ruins.
Hmm.
Okay. And there's like abandoned cars and roads. And like, we haven't seen any of this stuff throughout the whole movie yet.
Like Tesla trucks?
Hopefully those are everywhere because they're ugly.
Monsters.
Anyway,
keep going. Sorry.
And then there's like this roller coaster that's like all decrepit and like
worn
down. And they're like, and Tally's like, what is that? Like, and Skinny's like, they used to call it a roller coaster, but it actually makes for really good hoverboard riding. Next thing we know, they're like climbing this abandoned building. And as they're climbing up, Skinny goes to Tally and says, you have to promise me that you are not going to tell anybody how to get here. And you're not going to tell anybody how to call him. And she's like, call who? Like, no, I'm not going to tell anybody how to get here. I don't even know what we're doing here. Skinny lights this fire on top of the building. Tally's like, how'd you do that? And Skinny's like, oh, it's like flint. Like, they don't know how to make fire, apparently. Skinny's real name is Shay.
Okay.
So Shay goes, I'm not going to get the surgery. What are you going to do? You're going to become old and be a freak? She's like, no, I'm going to go to the smoke. It's gorgeous. It's exactly like the book that I gave you, like everything.
Wow.
And Tally's like, how do you know? Have you been there? She's like, no, I haven't been there. She's like, well, then how do you know? She's like, well, because I've met with David a couple times. And I was actually supposed to go to the smoke the night that I found you under the bridge. Ooh. But I chickened out and my friends went and I didn't. You taught me how to be tricky, and I really have loved doing what I want when I want and making things and doing these things. But I won't get to do that if I have the surgery. And Tally's like, no, you're just afraid to grow up, Shay. Like, it's normal. Like, you're scared to grow up. And Shay goes, no, I'm afraid to stop growing. It's like, because they don't age once they have the surgery. It's like, I'm afraid to stop growing and stop experiencing new things. Look, it's only 4 days journey from here. They're free. They're free to be who they were born to be. And then Tally's like, well, I don't want to be free. I just want to be pretty. Like, yeah. She's like, no, come with me. She's like, I'm not going to go. Like, I want to be pretty. I don't want to be free. And she goes, okay, well, I wrote down directions in a code that only you know how to decipher or how to understand. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm sorry. And then across the way at this other building, you see another fire light. She's like, he's here. I have to go.
Whoa.
I really wish you would come with me, but here's the directions.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shay takes off on her hoverboard. This is the day before their surgery, mind you. What? It's the next day, and she's at this birthday celebration ceremony. And it's the same speech, same exact thing. And then we are cutting to Tally's on the train to the facilities in the city. And then we're in the waiting room, and there's like, I don't know, maybe like 40 kids in this waiting room waiting to have the surgery. And like,
oh, I thought you said waiting room.
No, waiting room. I'm sorry.
I was like, yeah, okay. First of all, we're going to put you from least ugly to most ugly.
We're going to rate you first.
And then we're going to give you the surgery and make you pretty.
Yes. We'll give whoever's in the most dire need of this surgery. We'll get it first in case we run out of juice.
I really thought you said waiting room, and I was like, that is terrible.
So we're in the waiting room, and there's like 40 kids, and they're all sitting. And do you remember on Selling Sunset,
mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon, baby mama, she is in this movie.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Her name is Brie or something.
Yeah,
like
Brie.
She's in this movie, and she plays the nurse because she's pretty.
Oh my
she's perfect.
God. No, she is stunning.
Yes.
She's stunning.
She is stunning.
Stunning.
In her nurse's outfit.
Oh my gosh.
Stunning. And she's calling out the names of people. And so she's in this scene, and she's there, the one
How
calling out
funny.
Names. And one by one, everyone gets called except for Tally. And Tally's left in the room alone.
Okay.
And she's like, what the heck is going on? And then this man comes up to her. It's like, Tally Youngblood? She's like, yes. He's like, follow me. She's like, okay, what? Like, I don't know what's going on. So they get in a hovercopter, and the hovercopter directions say special circumstances. So she goes to this other building. She's like in this like waiting, this meeting room. Like it looks like a corporate conference room, but Dr. Cable comes in. Miss Laverne Cox walks in herself, and she's like, Tally, I'm so sorry to delay your surgery. We really need your help. Tally's like, okay, yeah, absolutely. Like, I'll do whatever I can. She's like, have a seat. So she sits down. Your friend Shay is missing. I didn't know. You didn't notice she wasn't in the waiting room with you? Well, I just thought she was sick. Like, I didn't see her. Like, I just thought she was sick. And then as she's sitting in the chair, you can see there's a screen behind her that's, like, monitoring her heart rate.
Oh!
And so Laverne Cox is like, oh, is that what you thought?
My gosh.
And she's like, yeah. Well, let me tell you, Tally, Shay is in danger. She's been brainwashed by David. He gains the trust of these kids, and then he holds them hostage against their will. Help us find Shay and find David, and we'll make you pretty.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Laverne Cox, if she said anything like that to me, I'd be like, I'm in so much trouble.
No, for real.
Absolutely. I'm doing what you said.
But Laverne Cox staring into your soul is enough of a lie detector.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, literally.
It's not scary. It's just like,
no, like
intimidating.
No, yeah, she's so incredibly gorgeous.
Yes.
Talk about like, stunning.
Stunning. So Tally's like, I don't know how to help you. Like, she never said anything to me. I don't know. That's okay. You know what? We'll send you back to the dorms for a night. Maybe a night in the dorms will help you remember.
Mm.
She's like, you're going to send me back to the dorms? Only until you remember things that are going to help us.
Yeah.
Okay, so they send Tally back. So it's nighttime now, and they're at the dorms, and she's there like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Like, she's just like, staring at the pretty version of herself in the mirror. And then there's a knock at the window. And it's Paris. It's Nose. So she hacks open the window and lets him in. He's like, hey, like, you just had to be different, do things differently, like teasing her, like,
oh, I'm like,
I know you, like,
watch your mouth, boy.
Exactly. I knew you were gonna do this, like, you were gonna do something different, you know, like,
oh my, okay, I already know where this is going. Keep going.
Huh. And so she's like, I'm so glad you're here. I really needed to talk to somebody. They're like after me for Shay, but like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, tell them.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I promised her I wouldn't. And he's like, well, you promised you would come be with me too.
To quote Sabrina Carpenter, gold star for manipulation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he's like, but you promised me. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, but you didn't even act like you knew who I was a month ago.
Yeah,
it's different there. Like, you'll understand, you'll feel different when you get there. Like, you have to get the surgery. Like, look, like, it sounds like she's in danger. Like, from what you're telling me, it sounds like she's in danger. Like, you're not breaking your promise if you're trying to help her. Like, you're trying to save her. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, you're right. So it cuts to the next day. She's back in the corporate conference room with Dr. Cable. Dr. Cable's like, look, this David and the smoke, they're developing a weapon. And we really need your help. This weapon they're building is meant to wipe out all of us here in the city. They don't like the way that we live. They think they know better. And so they're trying to kill everybody here in the city. And we need you to infiltrate their group, get them to show you where the weapon is, and then use this necklace. She gives her this necklace to ping us. And we'll come get you as quick as we can. But you have to save Shay and you have to save all of us here in the city.
Jeez.
I know. And so she's like, God, okay, fine. I'll do this. She's going to the green belt and she's opening the note. And basically it's a poem. It's like a riddle type of thing. But basically it was like, take the coaster tracks until you find one that's long and flat. And so she's like, okay. Like, so she's on her hoverboard at the top of this roller coaster. And she's using the hoverboard to surf this roller coaster. It's decrepit and abandoned. Mm-hmm. And it just like cuts off to nowhere. And so the hoverboard goes flying. She goes flying through all these trees, falling. She's got the crash bracelets on. And she like stops right above the ground. And she's like catching her breath. And as she's catching her breath, she sees that there's a railroad. And she's like, until you find one that's long and flat.
Oh.
And so then she takes the hoverboard to the railroad. It's like 4 days journey. She gets to this field of the white orchids.
Uh-huh.
And that's the end of the note. Basically, it's like, when you find a field of white, the smoke will find you in the night. It's like, okay. So she's like, great. Well, I'm going to camp out here.
She's like, twirl my thumbs until someone comes, I guess.
Exactly. So she falls asleep in this field of orchids. She wakes up and the entire field is on fire.
Oh, okay.
She's inhaling smoke. And she's like, is this what they meant by the smoke will find me? Right. And then this person comes out of nowhere and saves her.
Okay.
Okay. He's like, who are you? She's like, I'm Tally. I'm here. Like, Shay sent me here and da da da. And he's like, okay, well, let me see your hoverboard. And he like finds a tracker on the board. And he's like, they always put trackers on these. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And so he like throws it into the fire. They're still like in a safer area of the fire, but the fire's still around them. Mm-hmm. And then he starts scanning her for trackers. Mm-hmm. And like, she's getting nervous because she has that necklace on that Dr. Cable gave her. But then he scans over it and like nothing triggers. He's like, okay, you're clean. Let's go. So then they take off. So now we cut back to the corporate conference room with Dr. Cable. And Dr. Cable is there with Paris. Okay. And she's like, thank you so much for helping Tally
see the
light and choose to help us. Like, how can we thank you? Like, he's like, how did it feel when you saw her again? And he's like, oh my gosh, like, it felt good. I started feeling things that I haven't felt since before the surgery. And it just really reminded me of who I was before the surgery. Like, I know that's bad to say, but like, it made me miss who I was before. She's like, you know what? It's not bad to say. You're okay. Sometimes there's people that it takes a little bit more to be fully pretty. So I can get you more so you can have real clarity of thought. I'll make you very special. Do you want to be special? He's like, yeah, that would
duh.
Be
great. Yeah. Again, exactly. Laverne Cox saying, do you want to be special?
Please make me special. I'll do whatever you say. So then it shows him like in this like cryo chamber thing, this glass chamber, and he's like strapped in, and then there's like a bunch of needles coming at him and it fills with smoke. It made me think Captain America of like muscles, maximum.
Oh, okay.
All this stuff. It was like, we're basically going to do max everything on this dude. Jeez. After he goes to the procedure, then it cuts to this like warehouse type thing. And Dr. Cable is there with his other dude. And it's like these huge screens. And the tracker of Tally was blipping and then it stops. And the guy's like, we lost signal. She's like, okay, send two specials. She's made contact.
Ooh.
Okay, we're cutting to David and Tally. And they're walking through the forest and she's like, is this the smoke? He's like, no, we're taking you to an outpost. We don't take newcomers to the smoke. Like, we got to vet you first. So they walk up to this camp and Tally sees Shay
at this camp,
and they reunite, and it's like, aww, oh my gosh, you're okay. And Tally's like, you're safe, you're not hurt. She's like, no, I'm not, why would I be hurt? Like, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited you're here, I'm so glad you made it. So it's a little bit later, they're in a tent and it's nighttime and there's a fire and it's just Shay and Tally, and Shay notices her necklace. She's like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that necklace? She's like, Paris visited me the night before I left. He did? My gosh.
She'll spill the tea.
Yeah, she's like, tell me everything.
Yeah.
He's not your boyfriend? And she's like, no, like, no, he wanted a way to recognize me after I had the surgery. She doesn't believe it. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever. He gave you jewelry.
Yeah, and it's heart-shaped.
And it's heart-shaped.
No girl buys heart-shaped.
Honestly, literally, it was heart-shaped. How did you know?
Did I tell you that? Didn't you say that?
I don't know if I did or not. It was kind of heart-shaped.
Wait, I feel like you said that.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
Maybe you didn't, and I'm just psychic.
I mean, yeah, telepathic communication. We are sisters.
Yeah, we put that on the resume.
Look, you're seeing the things happening in my brain right now. What am I thinking?
Pink. The pink.
Oh, like, yeah, he wants a way to recognize me, blah, blah, blah. And Tally's like, Shay, you seem really happy. Like, I didn't think you would be.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why? Why would you think I wouldn't be happy? She's like, I don't know. I just thought, I don't know. You just hear so many things. And she's like, oh my gosh, you didn't come because you wanted to. You came because you were thinking you were going to save me.
Yeah.
She's like, no. Like, I, you know, they're like trying to explain it away. And she's like, look, I'm not going to tell anyone that you came under false pretenses, but you have to give this place a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to actually try. And then you have to make a choice. Like, this isn't fair. She's like, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. So it's the next morning.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, we have to do one more thing before we try to make the journey over to the smoke. We need to go and set fires before we head home. And Tali's like, set fires where? And like, we have to go light the orchids on fire, all the fields of orchids. She's like, no, that's like the energy. Like, that's resource for everybody. And they're like, no, they're toxic. They kill everything in their path. Like, you'll see. Once we get there, you'll see. So they go and they find this helicopter that they've, like an old war helicopter that from the Rusties that they've updated with solar power, I guess.
Okay.
And that's what they use. And so they have like, you know, it was like one of those war ones, but instead of shooting bullets, it shoots fire.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They fly around. So they go, they are lighting the field of orchids on fire. And there's one person down in the field. His name is Croy. And Croy, when Tally first came, was like upset because he's like, we don't know who she is. She hasn't been vetted. Like, how do we know we can trust her? And Shay had to vouch for her. And Shay was like, no, I know her. She'll be fine. Like, whatever. So Croy's down in the field with this like tablet tracking any movement to make sure that no one's going to get harmed when they light these things on fire, which is how they found Tally in the first place.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
So he's down there, and as they're lighting everything on fire, Shay is the one using the fire gun.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he radios to David, who's flying the helicopter, and he's like, hey, there's movement in the field. So David's like, well, let me get lower so I can see. So he lowers, and as he lowers the gun, the fire gun swings, and it knocks Shay out, and she falls into the fires, like into the smoke. And they're like, oh my gosh, like what? And then he sees this, there's these two beings running through the fire. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're scouts. So it's like, evidently the city sends these scouts, sends people out to try to find them all the time. Anytime they light things on fire.
Got it.
So
okay.
They're like, oh my gosh, they're scouts. And they're running straight towards Shay where she fell. And Tally just jumps out. She jumps out of the helicopter to go save Shay. She gets her. She's got like they've got the helicopter has a, they've lowered a rope for them to grab. She has Shay. She's holding on to Shay. And as they're going up, you see one of these scouts jump because now you can see that there's like these are really fast people. You see, and they're in these like blue Tron suits.
Oh, okay.
So it's like blue light type whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it jumps to try to get them and misses, and they fly away on this helicopter with the rope. So then Croy, when they land and everyone's together again, Croy, the guy that was down that doesn't trust Tally, is like, how on earth did they find us? This is the closest they've ever gotten to us. They've never seen us before. It seems like an odd coincidence, yeah, but the day Tally gets here, suddenly we're being surrounded by these scouts more often.
Right.
How do we know we can trust her? David's like, look, you're right. We don't know if we can trust her. But you know what? I just saw her jump out of a helicopter into flames to save somebody. And no one does that unless they have something to like that they stand for.
Morals and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone goes to bed. Tally gets up in the middle of the night. She goes out of the tent. She's like going to the fire and she's standing there. She looks over and she sees David is bathing in the river. And you see David's back is all muscly. And
And Tally's like,
what's that?
Anyway, so she like walks towards him like she's gonna talk to him, and then she's like, you know what, probably not. He's a little naked.
I was gonna say,
maybe I
definitely naked.
So she turns back around and she heads back to the tent, and as she's walking back, David turns around and sees her and
smiles slyly.
So there are flames,
a little interest
happening between the two.
Okay,
so then we cut to the next day. They're hiking up this mountain and Tally is blindfolded. The whole group that's in this outpost, they're hiking up and they take off the blindfold, so they're like not showing her how to get to this place.
Got it.
And they take off the blindfold at the top of this mountain. He's like, welcome to the smoke. And it's overlooking this gorgeous forest with like these waterfalls and just like birds. It's gorgeous. Okay. And they're just like, wow, this is, I can't believe I'm seeing this in real life. And they're kind of like walking her through everything of like, this is where we grow our own food. We all have to work. There's no money. So we trade things with each other. We support each other. Everyone is here because they choose to be here. Later that night, they're at the campfire and David stands up. So everyone, I have an announcement. We need to talk. Scouts are getting closer and closer to us every single day. We have to accomplish our mission sooner rather than later. The city is not going to stop trying to find us, and time is really limited. How many times a day before did you used to think about how much you hated what you looked like? How many times a day before did you used to think, I wish I could be pretty? He's like, they kept us busy, feeling insecure, instead of focusing on what really actually matters. So we're going to do whatever we can and whatever it takes to protect that freedom of thought actually matters. And everyone's like, we did this big manifesto for Tally and Shay because they're the only two newcomers. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
So then it cuts to the next day. David is teaching Tally how to use a crossbow. And he's behind her.
I was going to say.
Uh-huh. It's like, I don't know how to shoot pool. Help me.
I don't know how to go.
Where on this? Yeah. How should my hips be?
Like, it's very.
She's leaning into it.
Oh, for sure.
That's so funny.
Okay, you know what? I will say, like, they're both leaning into it, but in a way that neither one of them is obvious about it. So they're walking back to camp, and we learn that David was actually born in the smoke. He's never been to the city. He's never known anything.
What?
Yes. Like they say you have a weapon to wipe out the city. He's like, who says that? She's like, everybody. Like, he's like, all right, follow me. Oh. So we start walking to the middle of nowhere in the forest, and they walk up to this hut, and these two older people come out. They're older. This is the first time that we are seeing old people.
Wow. Okay.
Because everyone's pretty.
Yeah, they don't age.
And no one ages. So Tally's just like in awe. She's like, you guys look like David, which is a foreign concept, right? Because your parents don't look like you anymore because they are pretty.
Right, because they're pretty.
So there's no such thing as having like familiar resemblance.
Whoa.
She's like, I've never seen that. So these are obviously David's parents.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is Tally. She thinks we have a weapon. Right? I was like, instantly, like, hi, mom and dad, I'm bringing this girl home. She thinks you have a weapon.
she thinks you're
She's dangerous. But he brings her in. He's like, I want to tell her. And they're like, no, son, like, she hasn't been here long enough. And he's like, no, I trust her. So we find out that David's parents were once cosmetic surgeons in the city, and they were like founders.
Oh,
like they were very high up. They were colleagues with Dr. Cable. She was there to make the procedure like more effective, last longer, and he was there to make it safer. We saw a lot of deaths.
Oh my
She's like, people die from this? It's like, I had no idea. He's like, yeah, it's a very intense surgery. Like, of course people are going to die, but I was trying to make it safer for people.
Yeah.
And in my research, that's when I started noticing that there were all these lesions on people's brains after they had the surgery.
Oh.
These lesions were on the frontal cortex of your brain. And what that does is it makes it so you don't think clearly, you don't care, you become apathetic, and it basically erases who you are.
Well, everyone knows that. Exactly. The frontal cortex. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. And so she's like, that doesn't make sense. I didn't know it was dangerous. Like, whatever. Yeah. So like, well, does Dr. Cable know? She's like, yeah, Dr. Cable found out what we were doing and she told us to stop. Ooh. And then we realized the lesions aren't a side effect. They're the purpose. And they're used. She's like, why would they be the purpose? They're used to control everybody.
Okay. So your
prettiness is the side effect.
Whoa.
Okay. So if you got to be in the inner circle, if you got high enough up, you got to get the cure to be whole thinkers. So David's parents were high enough up that they got the cure to be whole thinkers. Dr. Cable is a whole thinker.
Okay.
And when they're whole thinkers, they're like, well, we don't like this. This is terrible. Like what we're doing to these people. Mm-hmm. So they decided to stop getting the surgeries and age naturally. And they ran away. And so what they've been doing for 20, I think, years, I think they said, since they've left, is they've been trying to replicate the cure, but they're missing one component. They have everything that they need except for the synthetic something. Once we get it, we'll be able to heal the lesions in people's body. But and Cable knows that we're really close to having a cure, so that's why she's very eager to get this over. And so Tally's like crying, whatever. Later that night,
crying, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, this is horrible. I had no idea. My life is a lie. So later that night, she's standing at the fire and she tears off her necklace and throws it into the fire because she's like,
we're done. Yeah,
I've chosen. I don't want anything to do with this. And so David comes up and is like stoking the fire, putting more things. There's like Tally's telling, I have to tell you something. I didn't come here for the smoke. I didn't come here for anybody other than me. I have to tell you. He's like, I don't care. I know who you are today. What you did before doesn't matter to me.
Such a king.
Right? But he's like, you need to stop caring about what other people want. What do you want?
Ooh, okay.
Talk dirty to me, David. Like, literally.
Literally.
Are you kidding me? She's like, I just keep thinking about all the bad things I've done and like how selfish I am. And like, maybe I am ugly. He's like, I think you're beautiful. And he holds her face tenderly and gives her a kiss.
I love it. Love it.
Okay. So the next morning, they're making their way back over to camp. And they hear hovercopters ahead.
Uh-oh.
Hovercopters have made, and they're like, scouts are here. Oh my gosh. So they run back. Scouts are all over the camp. But these like special scouts.
Ooh. Okay. These like specials. Supersonic yes. ones. Okay.
They're all over. They're fighting, but the specials can't be stopped. And eventually they get everybody all rounded up, except for David and Tally. They're hiding. And then Tally sees Paris. Paris is one of the specials.
Oh no. Yes. Paris, we were rooting for you.
We were rooting for you for the first 10 minutes of this movie.
Come on.
And then after that, we were like, oh, you suck.
Yeah, we're like, never mind.
Rude. Okay, so then Dr. Cable comes there.
Oh, my God. Camp.
She, like, gets out of the hovercopter, and she's like, oh, like, says hi to her friends, the cosmetic surgeons. And she's like, where's your son? He has nothing to do with this. He has everything to do with this. Where is your son? I'm going to give you one more chance. They don't say anything. So then Dr. Cable looks over at Paris and goes, just him. So Paris walks up to the dad and puts his hands on his head.
No, no.
David and Tally come running out to try to stop him, and Paris snaps his neck. Everyone's horrified. Paris sees Tally and he kind of hesitates and stops because Tally's like upset and like looking at him like,
yeah.
Hello? What have you done? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
And he hesitates. And like looks, and then he looks at Dr. Cable, and Dr. Cable gives him this look, like get back in line type of look. Dr. Cable goes, oh, Tally, thank you so much for helping us. We really appreciate your help. And Tally's like, you didn't say you were going to hurt anybody. You never said you were going to hurt anyone. And everyone's like pissed because now it's out that Tally is the reason that they're there. And she's like, I vouched for you. Everyone's mad. Okay. While everyone's mad, you see David's mom slips something out of her hand and slips something into David's pouch.
Okay.
And Dr. Cable's like, well, lucky for you, like your surgery has been scheduled. In fact, everyone's surgery has been scheduled. Take them all away. You know, whatever. So then Tally creates like a disturbance type of thing. She takes off to a hut. And she lights this hut on fire with a ton of gasoline. And so it kabooms everywhere. And during that disturbance, David's mom says, David, run. And Tally runs away and David runs away. And Paris is going to run after them. And Cable's like, no, let them go. They'll come to me.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so then they take everybody to the city.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, next thing, we come up to David in the cave getting a bunch of supplies. And Tally comes up and is like, hi. I know you don't want to talk to me, but he's like, I trusted you. She's like, I had no idea. Like, I tried to destroy the necklace. I didn't know I was going to call them when it happened. Like, I never knew that there was a way to live and just be enough. I didn't know that the cost was your mind to have the surgery. What's your plan? He's like, I'm going to go to the city and save everybody. She's like, I'm coming with you. He's like, I don't trust you. She's like, yeah. I'm the only one who knows that you've never been to the city.
Yeah.
You don't know that they took your mom to a building that I've been in multiple times.
Yeah.
like, you need me. He's like, fine, okay, yeah. So he's like, I don't trust you, but like, I need you, unfortunately. Yeah. So they get in the helicopter and they go to the school. And Tally comes out on the corner from these kids that are like in the courtyard. They're the part of the people, like, remember at the beginning where they were in the auditorium and there was people talking about the smoke, like, oh, the smoke doesn't exist, it's a myth, yeah, blah blah blah. It's those kids.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so they're talking about all that stuff, and Tally comes out and she's like, I need your help, and like, oh my gosh, we heard the smoke was destroyed, like, and David comes out and everyone's like, whoa, you're David, like, you're the David. And he's like, yeah, I'm David, like, whatever, you know,
what of it.
And she's like, look, I need you to do me a thing, go get as many students as you possibly can and create a diversion. I need your ring too, so I can get in and out of things. You need to go and write "The smoke lives in the sky," and just with the hoverboards and stuff. I don't know how they made it, they lit something on fire in the sky.
Okay.
And yeah, they created a diversion. So they write that thing in there. David and Tally are now at the city and they're watching the different people, like the different hovercopters. All the hovercopters leave because the smoke lives, and they're like, oh, how? Like, how do people, how do someone in the city know about this?
Right. Okay.
So all of them go. They all go. And Tally and David get into the city. Okay, they're at the Capitol. There's some like random little things that are happening, like they have to beat somebody up and like they have to steal this guy's ring to get access because the schoolgirl's ring doesn't work at the Capitol.
Like, what?
They steal a guy's ring. They find everybody. They find a room with everybody that's locked in it. And they're like, where's Shay? Where's Shay? She got taken. She's having her procedure. It's too late. No, I have an idea. Let's go. Let's go. But it's going to take all of us. I have an idea of how we can stop this. But every single person, we need them. So next thing we see is David, his mom, and Tally running down a hallway going to the procedure room. And as they walk in, we see Shay. But Shay is not Shay anymore.
No.
Shay is literally a version of London Tipton.
Oh my gosh.
Tally, I'm so glad you're here. Can you believe how amazing I look? Like, talking about how, like, you were right. It feels so great to look like this. I've never been happier. And then Tally's like, but Shay, your eyes. And Shay's eyes are gold.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, they're golden. Just like you wanted. This is amazing. And then Paris and Cable walk in. Cable goes, you have a choice to make, and I suggest that you choose surgery.
Okay. Do we know what a choice is?
Choice? Exactly. I don't think anyone in this whole city knows what choice is.
Yeah.
Or if they do, they don't want you to have it.
Right.
So no choice. Yeah. You can die by the hands of Paris.
Right.
Or get in the chambers.
Yeah.
So the three of them get in the chambers. And Dr. Cable does this whole monologue because every villain needs a monologue, right?
Right, like, yeah.
Free thinking is a cancer. If you leave people to think for themselves and they'll just destroy the world. In fact, they already did. And now we're here. You'll be happier. I promise. And then Tally's like, but I won't be me. She goes, no, but you sure will be pretty. And then she hits the button. And the procedure starts and the chambers start filling up with smoke and the lasers and the needles come out. And these needles are going towards their eyes and it's getting closer and closer. And just before it gets to their eyes, the war helicopter comes up to the level that they're at. Like, shoots fire all into the windows, breaks the glass, breaks the chambers, all of that, and destroys the entire lab. Man. And it stops the procedures just in time. So then the three of them take Shay. And we see, like, you know, Cable's injured. Paris, I don't know where he went, but he disappeared. And they take Shay, and then they also grab the missing synthetic thing.
Yeah.
So they run up to the roof, and Paris is there at the roof, stopping them from getting on the helicopter.
Oh, gosh.
And Tally tries to reason with him. So she goes up to him, and she's like, it's me. It's Tally. Like, it's Squints. Like, nose. He has his hand, and she's like, oh, my gosh, Paris, your hand. And he has another piece of glass in his hand right where the scar was before they took it away from him. And she's like, so she takes it out and she shows him her scar.
Uh-huh.
And she like shakes his hand and she's like, remember, like, remember.
Yeah.
And then you see him soften a little bit. And then you see his hand go towards her head, like he's going to caress her. But David from far away gets a flashback of seeing Paris's hand go towards his dad's head.
Right.
And so David takes off and tackles Paris. And now Paris and David are fighting. He's beating, obviously Paris is winning because Paris is special.
Yeah.
And beating David up. And then Tally tackles Paris, but in the process of tackling him, because she was on a hoverboard, sorry, she knocks him off the building and he's holding onto the edge of the building.
Runs,
like trying to save him. Like, oh my gosh, like, you know, nose, like, give me your hand. And then he looks up at her and he says, squint. And then he falls and crashes into the ocean.
What?
He's gone. He's fallen into the ocean. I know.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, so they hoverboard.
Okay, that's so sad.
R.I.P. So they meet up at the ruins with everybody who was in the helicopter. They hoverboard over to the ruins and everyone's there and like, we got the missing synthetic formula. And David's like, but mom, your lab is gone. Everything. She's like, no, I saved a little bit. Check your pouch. Like, it's in your pouch. I have just enough to replicate it. And now we can make the cure and fully cure people. Yeah. And then Tally's like, we can cure Shay. And she's like, but I don't want to be cured. I only came here because I felt bad for Tally.
Oh.
Because if I didn't tell her about the smoke, she would have had her surgery and she would have been pretty. And you guys are all full of paranoia and fear. Like, why would I want to be full of that? Like, I'm happy. And then they're like, no, we can't do it on an unwilling subject. That's the difference between us and them.
Yeah.
And then Tally goes, well, I'll do it. They're like, how? She's like, I'll let them turn me and then you can turn me back. No. Like, we can't do that. Like, we'll lose you like we lost Shay. And she goes, the way she said this too, she said it really nicely, but I was just like, okay. No, I'm strong. Like, we'll lose you like we lost Shay. No, I'm strong. Shay, she's really weak. I'm strong. I know who I am now. So they won't be able to take that from me. Like, it's not going to affect me like it affected Shay.
So
I really hope so. Exactly, right? And they're like, well, how will we know if you're still you? And she's like, I'll leave you a sign. And then she turns to David. She's like, if you come back, I'll know that you forgive me. And he caresses her face. He's like, you are so beautiful.
Oh.
And then she says, go, everyone go.
Me.
You are so beautiful. Okay, everybody leave.
Okay, go.
Leave.
I gotta go.
So she sends everyone away. And her and Shay are still there. And so she's like, I'm going to let myself get captured. So she walks to the edge. That's the site where everyone can see, the hovercopters can see.
Mm-hmm.
And they find her and they shine the light on her. And she just starts like, puts her hands up and she starts screaming, I'm Tally Youngblood. Make me pretty.
My gosh. That is hilarious.
I have something more epic to say.
Like, this is like the point of the movie that's like, boom. And then she's like, make me pretty.
Make me pretty. Okay. So now it fades to black. We come to and we're in a really beautiful apartment. There's like twinkly lights everywhere. And we hear these high heels walking. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come up behind a person that's walking through this beautiful apartment. And there's like an AI voice in the apartment just saying like, welcome to your new home. Would you like the lighting adjusted? And then we hear Tally's voice say, no, it's perfect. So we're behind Tally and she is now blonde and wearing a beautiful dress. And she is pretty. And we're following behind her this whole time. And they're like, we want to do your health and wellness check. Can we do that right now? Yeah. Yes, of course. How are you feeling? I feel great. Do you feel any anxiety? No. How do you feel right now? I feel peaceful. Are you satisfied with the results of your surgery? Yes. I love being pretty. At this point, she's gotten to the glass window in her apartment and she's looking out and we can kind of see her reflection.
Uh-huh.
And we see a very vague reflection of her.
Okay.
And we see her lift up her hand and she's like examining her nails and like her beautiful hand. She turns her hand over and looking at her rings and then we see her other hand come and trace the scar still left on her ring. And as she's tracing the scar, we come and we see her face and she's looking down at her scar and she looks up and smiles at the camera.
Ooh.
The end.
Ah!
I know. Did you know there's two of these? There's got to be another one.
Wait, what? Yes. No, I didn't know that.
Well, I hope they do make it. So this is a series, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So there's a whole nother movie coming.
I love it.
It's giving Hunger Games.
Ooh. Okay. I'm so excited.
Right?
So I love it.
I'm actually like kind of excited to see the next one.
Oh
like,
my
yeah,
gosh.
There's cheesy lines in it.
Yeah.
And there's things that don't make a lot of sense. But you know I love me a Bobo Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah.
So bring it.
Oh my gosh. So good. Oh, I love that. Wow. Okay. And now I need to actually watch it because.
Yes, you should definitely watch this movie. I mean, I watched it twice. I would watch it a third time just for fun.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That makes me so much more excited that it's a series.
Yes. I know. I could tell that like at a certain point, we're like, how is this going to wrap up? How is this going to wrap up? And I was kind of thinking the same thing. I was like, gosh, like how are they going to wrap? This movie isn't that long.
Right.
Like it's like an hour and 30 minutes. It's a normal movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, why is it? There's no resolution. What's happening? And then I realized, oh my gosh, they're going to make more of these.
I love it.
It's a series of four books. I don't know if they're going to make four. I guess it depends on like how well this does. So everyone go watch it so I can see another one.
Please. Yeah, no, seriously, please go watch it. I'm already addicted. Oh my gosh. I love that.
Love it.
So cool.
You know what's not ugly? Your benefit that you're going to tell me. Give me them bennies, girl.
So I need to tell you, this is not sponsored, first of all. Like, for real, this is not sponsored. But I need to tell you about this incredible sauce.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, it's called Sauz. S-A-U-Z. Okay, so we're walking down Target and we're like, oh, let's get some marinara. Jessica goes, hold on, what's that? And so we're reading him and you guys, there's a creamy Calabrian vodka sauce. Okay, they have a hot honey marinara, sweet and spicy. They have a summer lemon marinara, zesty citrus. Whoa! No. Zesty citrus. They have a cracked pepper and Parmesan and tomato. What was the one? Miso.
Okay. I'm going to step all over and interject into your benefit.
Please.
Here, because, yes. So, well, first we bought two from Target.
Yeah, we did the citrus and then the cracked pepper one.
Yes. And I love me lemons. So the lemon one was my favorite.
I love some cracked pepper. Fresh cracked pepper is my jam.
So it was like a fresh cracked pepper Parmesan. So Becca really loved that one. So those were the two sauces we tried initially. And then we were in Whole Foods and they were doing a demo. And Whole Foods has an exclusive one for the miso garlic.
You guys, I can't explain to you. She put a little thing on it on like a tiny little piece of bread. I was like instantly like
orgasm in my mouth.
No, literally. Like, I'm standing at Whole Foods and I'm just like, whoa. Like, I had like
life will never be the same.
No, it was like That's So Raven when she's having a vision. It was like, whoa.
That's so Raven.
It was like, whoa, my gosh, this is like packed with so much flavor.
No, like, legit, I'm so glad you did this because this is. I was honestly thinking this might be one of my benefits.
Oh my gosh. But then the lady who was doing the demo, she was like, doesn't it just make the hair on your whole body stand up? And I was like, that is exactly. Yes. Oh my gosh. So anyway, she's explaining to us that it's just these two guys who have no past culinary experience. They just really want to make some good sauce for like marinaras.
But they're local to Orange County. It's just like literally two kids in their 20s that decided to make pasta sauce better.
Like, amazing. And like, I don't really love citrusy things. Like, I'm not a lemon bar girly, but this citrus sauce was so good. Oh my gosh, you guys.
It's honestly mind-blowing. And we were telling this lady all about like, we're obsessed with this sauce.
Yes.
She had us try this all these, the wild rosemary.
Oh
one.
My gosh.
It was so good. And they just came out with a browned butter Alfredo.
That one was so good.
We literally tried all the sauces standing there in this Whole Foods and like chatted this lady's ears off. Yeah. And like, she loved us. She took a picture of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Two boys that made the sauce.
Oh my gosh. It was so good.
It was so funny. We just had some, well, Becca did. I didn't eat the sauce tonight, but just had pasta tonight.
Yes.
And I was like, Papa's like, well, don't we have, I was like, I think this is the sauce she wants to use. And then Pop was like, well, don't we have some in the freezer? And I was like, gosh, don't eat my summer lemon sauce. I'm like, trying to save the lemon leftover one.
That's
like
so funny.
For myself. And he's like, yeah. Well, don't we have two? I'm like, I can only find the cracked pepper Parmesan.
Like, seriously, that is how amazing this sauce is.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. And I feel so stupid because like, you're like, yeah, cool, marinara sauce. No,
no.
You guys.
No.
I don't think you understand.
This is not marinara sauce. This is gold. And the thing is, okay, you do. I think you're gonna say this.
I'm gonna say the same thing. You can read.
Yes.
You guys, you can read every single ingredient. Yes. I could like it's like rosemary, tomatoes. Like there's no
literally there's nothing on there that
natural
you can't
flavor. Like there's none of that.
Yes.
Like
it's all things that you recognize.
Right. Like I could read it all and I knew exactly what those things were.
Honestly, like, and they've just started launching in Targets nationwide, Whole Foods. We follow them on Instagram, followed them the instant we were talking to this lady in Whole Foods. Because this lady, like, it's a really small company. They have 5 full-time employees. Like, that's it. And I love to find people that are passionate about food.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to support these boys.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, seriously. I'm literally like, you can look on their website and see which flavors they have near you and what stores they're in there. So you should definitely go look at that. Maybe we'll link it in the show notes.
Ooh, yes.
Not sponsored, but guys, like, we will gladly become your freaking sponsor slaves.
Yeah.
Like, I will drive a car with sauce on it. Like, no.
Binging with benefits.
Binging with benefits and sauce collab.
No, literally, please.
Are you kidding me right now?
We need that. Because I think, no. I'm going to take that back. I know that this will be an addiction of mine. Absolutely. Like, it's going to be Pokemon. Got to collect them all. I need.
How are you going to give a That's So Raven and a Pokemon throwback in the same benefit?
I'm a kid of the 90s. What can I say?
Yes. Got to collect them all.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so I cannot explain to you how good the sauce is. So just please go try it for yourself. Yes. Because you will come back to us and be like, how was I ever missing this sauce?
Oh, the hot honey marinara. So good. On pizza. Like, it seems like that would be a great sauce on a pizza.
Yeah.
The wild rosemary is a really good standard marinara sauce. The cracked Parmesan pepper is also a pretty good standard, too.
It's got a little bit of a kick, though, but yeah. I love that.
But that summer lemon, that miso garlic.
The miso garlic is hands down.
Oh, good. That's neck and neck for my summer lemon. That summer lemon is like, look, lemon has a chokehold on me in my real life. I will lemon everything.
Yeah, she's a citrus girly.
I'm a citrus queen. Girly, how dare you? Anyways, that's a great benefit.
So yeah, anyway, so it's SAUZ. So go check it out, guys. That was such a fun episode. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm still so excited that it's a trilogy.
It's like a quadruple G.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Series.
Series! It's a series. I'm so stoked about that.
I know, let's hope we get all 4.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so
don't forget to rate, comment, review, and share.
Share with your friends,
please,
man.
Share with your friends and leave a 5-star review because we are 5-star queens.
Heck yeah. Well, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's online, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits. Sisters watching flicks, it's the perfect fit.